Hey everybody, good morning. It's a wonderful time here in Ashland. Let's see, what is it, January 26th, Tuesday, here in Ashland, Kentucky. Only about a minute or two's walk from 13th Street Baptist Church. But anyway, this is the Pristine Grace Ministry, the Pristine Grace Podcast. It's not the 13th Street Podcast. So just remind everybody, I don't have any affiliation with the church other than that I'm a member there. And let's see, what do I want to talk about today? I wanted to talk about supralapsarianism. I know I've brought it up on this channel before. I've heard many times, and even recently, folks get up and say that it's not an important topic to discuss or to even preach about. And while I agree somewhat with the premise that we shouldn't necessarily be preaching supralapsarianism or the doctrine itself from the pulpit, I believe the concepts of supralapsarianism can be taught and should be embraced. Because I think the alternative, which is infralapsarianism or sublapsarianism, is something pretty terrible to ponder. And that is, infralapsarianism to me seems like a reaction to the fall in the mind of God. And I don't want to view our Lord as a reacting God. I want to view him as the sovereign, immutable God that conditions everything upon his sovereign will. And everything that happens is not because he's reacting to something that occurs in this world or even to something he's decreed, but it's because everything is working out exactly the way the Lord designed it. And I think that's the main difference between supralapsarianism and infralapsarianism. Infralapsarianism says that God predetermined the fall of man, and then after that, in his order of decrees, he predetermined the salvation of an elect group in Christ. It was a reaction. One decree was a reaction to another decree. And supralapsarianism, it says, oh no, God has predetermined to have this glorious moment where he is glorified forever in heaven, that the saints of God are gathered around him, the redeemed elect. And these people were not just people that he selected out of a group of fallen humanity, but these people were elected to salvation in Christ. That means they were chosen before God determined to actually have them fall in Adam. But, you know, within their very own experience as well. And so there is a stark difference there. We were made, the elect, those of us who believe, we were made to be redeemed sinners. That is what we were determined to be before the world began. And we weren't just chosen or selected out of a group of fallen people, Adam's race supposedly, but no, we were elected. We were predetermined to be sinners so that we would be redeemed. And that is even more glorious than, in my opinion, than just selecting a group of people out of a mass of fallen humanity. So that's my brief reasoning for why I believe supralapsarianism is a lot better than infralapsarianism. Basically, God's not reacting. And of course, I've gone into this in my other videos, but there are all kinds of problems that stem from infralapsarianism. Obviously, the immutability of God's sovereign will, which we just discussed, and the immutability of God's purposes in time. Eternal law philosophy, that is something that flows out of infralapsarianism. Basically, the idea is that God is bound to some sort of external law that governs the universe. God has cannot be seen as a sinner according to this law. But superlapsarianism does away with all eternal law philosophy and says that no, God is the eternal law. There's nothing that he can do that is bad. There's nothing. It's ridiculous to even suggest that God is sinful for causing sin. No, that the problem of evil goes away with superlapsarianism, in my opinion. That's just one of many issues that can that flow out of infralapsarianism. But anyway, that's about all for today. Thought I'd share my thoughts, and I'll put up another video tonight or tomorrow. Bye-bye.